U.S. and Israeli strikes on Tehran are intensifying. The Israeli military says 50 warplanes have struck a bunker beneath the destroyed compound of the Supreme Leader, where Iran's leadership continued to meet after he was killed. Meanwhile, reports from residents say they have endured one of the heaviest nights of bombardment since strikes began a week ago. U.S. President Donald Trump, posting on social media, has demanded the unconditional surrender of Iran. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the U.S. is achieving that goal.
What the president means is that when he, as commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces, determines that Iran no longer poses a threat to the United States of America and the goals of Operation Epic Fury has been fully realized, then Iran will essentially be in a place of unconditional surrender. Whether they say it themselves or not, frankly, they don't have a lot of people to say that for them.